This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you, Yvette. Hello, everybody. We're here for our 23rd meeting on Thursday, 20 June at 5 UTC. I'll start first with going through the agenda, which will include the agenda. We'll look at attendance, speak of it, and the SOI check. We have one substantive issue for the week. That's the third subgroup reading. We had the second last time, and though we didn't finish it, since the draft in front of you has some changes based on some of the discussion from that second reading, I figured it was appropriate to call it a third. Then just a listing on the documents update and the revision numbers that they're at or where they're at. And let me see what else we've got. We've then got our schedule update. It says it needs updating, but at the moment it really doesn't, but we'll see what happens with this meeting. And then meeting schedule. This is the last meeting we have scheduled before the face-to-face, and then based upon where we're at, we'll have other meetings afterwards. Any issues with the agenda? Any other business that anybody would like to add at this point? Okay. In which case, if there's no objections to the agenda, we'll proceed with it. Attendance will be taken based on the Adobe Connect list. Is there anybody on the phone only that needs to be included in the attendance? I do not hear anybody, so I'll assume there's not. Okay, reminder on SOIs. If your working circumstance or other alignments change the material conditions related to this group, please be sure to tell us. Need to record any changes in the SOI, but need to really announce those that are pertinent to this group at the beginning of the meeting. Does anybody have anything? Anybody join staff or leave staff? Okay. Then we'll assume that there are no changes to the SOI. Okay, we're going to go through the third subgroup reading. This time I would like to start from the top and go through some of the things that we didn't go through last time. And then when we get to the recommendations, we'll get to the areas that have had changes since last week's reading. I'll go through it change by change and ask if anybody has an issue. What I'm hoping to achieve today is consensus on the report, or at least consensus on forwarding the report to the plenary. I think it's important that we leave this meeting with our report to submit for a first reading in Johannesburg. It would be a real pity after all these weeks of forced march that we didn't. So, going through on this, and I'll be looking on the Google Doc itself, and hopefully we'll make any changes as it goes along. I'll accept any changes that you all accept. So the first change I come up to is the addition of the footnote that refers to the terminology that we agreed to use in WS2, that there's the ICANN organization, the ICANN board, and the ICANN community, and that trinity is what we refer to as ICANN. There was a long discussion on it, and that was the agreement we came down to. So, does anybody object to that footnote or how it is written? Seeing no objections, no hearing, no comments, we'll accept it. Okay. The next one is the next paragraph discusses the supplement. It says it's also being published, which includes a record of the work done by the group. Can be used to further understand what went into definition of issues and recommendations, but indicates that there's no consensus determination on that supplement. Does anybody have an issue with that? seeing none, hearing none, will accept it. Okay, the next one, I accidentally just accepted it because it was all one change, so let me go back, because we're not accepting the next one yet. The next one was an indication, we can come back to this one at the end, that this report has the consensus, or perhaps full consensus, of Staff Accountability Subgroup for submission to the Workstream 2 plenary. There are no minority reports. Obviously, this is my guess, but it needs to be checked. If there are any pending issues that we don't quite have consensus on here, but we still want to send the report on, those can be listed here. If, for example, 13.7, we don't have one, that's why I'm using that number. If 13.7 is still not perfectly wordsmithed or still is giving people issues, we can indicate that here. But we'll come back to this one once we've gone through the rest of the report. But just wanted people to have it in mind for what the right wording is when we get there. Okay. Then there's a few things here that I dealt with, and we mentioned this in the second reading, that when appropriate, I put in the word organization, and this came out of a comment that Greg had put in asking about, oh no, this was on spelling, and since this one was being written for the American ICANN, I made it consistent on American spelling. I'm doing another report now for people that like British spelling, so I go back and forth. But I've tried to be consistent about the English spelling. Any issue with that? Okay, so I'll say that Greg's is resolved. Okay. Moving down in issues from our previous discussion in number 2, we had some issues about the structure of the sentences. They were changed to concern was expressed, and then in policy developments and other areas that touch on community decisions and function. So first of all, is there any problem with adding, let's see, which one am I at? Oh, no, there was actually one before. I'm sorry. I'll come back to this one. At 1A, there was no clear forum, and clear was a word I had been asked to add. Any problem with that? And then I'll go back and look at comments. Okay, I see there's a problem with something. No mic, but Trinity is a Christian term referring to divine Trinity. I thought that was only when it was capital and modified by divine. But if people don't want me to use the word Trinity, which I've used in many, many contexts other than Christianity, I don't happen to be Christian, but tell me what word you would prefer I use to Trinity. Triad? Troika? No, Troika would be worse. Cheryl says, keep Trinity. We can always come back to it if others so accept. I would go for triad if I had to pick another semi-neutral term. It's used in group dynamics, and that might be an appropriate word. Okay. Okay. So let me know. Think about it during the meeting. Let me know if I need to change it to triad. Or something like that. I do want to indicate that it is three parts in one. That's kind of why I liked the Trinity metaphor. Anyhow, okay, now going back to 1A, any issue with clear forum? No? Okay, I'll accept that one. Then there was a couple replacements. Replace there are concerns with concern was expressed. Any problem with that? That was pretty well agreed to by the group on that call. No, I'll accept it. In policy development and other areas that touch on, I'd asked a question if it was strong enough and got no areas. Then there had been an issue, what about other areas? And other areas was added. So any issue with that addition with and other areas that touch on community decisions and function? Seeing none, I will accept that one and move on. Then we have, okay, yes, this was at one point when we had talked about it at the second reading, had been when we decided I needed to put in the footnote and start tracking whether we're talking about ICANN or the organization or the community. So I think that was resolved. Does anybody disagree with that issue having been resolved? Mark it resolved. There are concerns asking whether that was the right usage there. Does anybody have an issue on that one? I see none. I hear none. Mark it resolved. We can come back to everything sometime. Okay. Then the recommendations, we made it through fairly cleanly through 7 at the last reading. But then we got to 7 and such. And we had had only what is now 7B, but we had a 7B that combined elements of the SLA that was spoken of for contracted parties and the concerns of others in terms of services provided to members of the community. Trying to mix them in one seemed to make it confusing, and I had concerns about weakening the requested statement from contracted parties, especially when we had no contracted parties in that meeting. So that one stands as it was. They've been split in two, and so there's an A that says develop and publish service level agreements, going back to that term, recognizing some of the complexity of defining agreements and actually coming to an agreement and how those are actually structured. But that would be implementation work, not something that we would decide on. We would just recommend SWS2, if it gets that far, that there be such things. And how they developed after that would be an implementation issue. And then develop and service level definitions that clearly define services provided to members of the community and the expected service level targets for each type of service. That is because there are so many services that are provided by the organization to the community that to try and create service level agreements there would be even harder than it would be on contracted party issues. So ask people how, you know, they feel about that. Is that, I'm being told that I'm fading out. So sorry. I'll check and see if I need to raise my volume. I admit it's late in the day, but please, if I'm fading out again, let me know. So I've gone on for a bit. Anybody wish to comment, or is that current construction okay? I've still got the same headset on and the same microphone, so I'm not sure what I did to move. So, seeing no hands, no comments, I can, okay, Jordan, please.
Thanks, Avery. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Just checking. I've had a few audio issues. I think that those two, as they are fine to put through to the plenary. I look forward to seeing what it is that the plenary makes of them. I think there were questions about the scope of 8A. just in the sense that it feels like quite a big deal to ask for that, and people may ask some questions, but I would rather they ask questions based on this being there than someone having to try and explain what had been there to get input from. In other words, whatever we end up with, it's better to leave it in now and to see what the feedback is than to take it out and not have it in front of people when we ask them for feedback. So that's my comment.
Okay, thank you. I changed microphone while and headset while you were speaking, so hopefully this makes it a little better. Yes, Cheryl. I thought you had your hand up, Cheryl. Sorry. Okay, any other comments on it? In which case, I will accept this change. Okay, going on to 8. Basically, this was reworded. I think the original rewording came from Patrick. I don't know. I may have tweaked it a little bit. But basically, ICANN organizations should improve visibility and transparency of the organization's performance management system and process, specifically in relation to how individual or department goals are identified and matched to ICANN's strategic goals and objectives. And that was replacing what had been there before about staff performance reviews, and answered some of the issues of, but isn't a lot of that stuff private, etc. So any comments on that change, or is that change acceptable? I see no hands. I hear nothing. Okay, I'll accept it. And then we had ICANN organization should. Again, that was one of those changes that was made at the last meeting that is carrying through for approval this time. Does that wording help here? It does. Okay, I'll accept that. And then there was replace it was replace, relevant community with appropriate community. And that had been a suggestion also that was made during the first reading. Anyone have a comment on that change, or is that acceptable? Great. Accept that one. Then in discussion of recommendations, we started the second reading with discussion of recommendations since we hadn't gotten to it in the first reading, or had gotten very briefly to it. And I believe there was at least one change. And that was in 9, where, again, the word relevant was replaced with appropriate. Does anybody object to that line, that change? I see no objection. Okay, that one is accepted. And at this point, we've accepted all of the changes from the second reading and need to go back for one last thing, which is this report. Now, personally, yes, Pam.
Hi, Avery. It's Pam Little speaking. I just have a question about the 9 recommendations we made. I was just wondering whether we could make it to 10, i.e. split 7A and 7B into 2.
Require another reading. I guess I wonder whether it would require another reading at this point. And a fair bit of editing.
It's just a style thing. It's a standard change. So don't worry if it's going to require another reading. But if it's at that, I'm happy with that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'm not sure how much difference it would make. We can certainly, you know, make that change after our first reading in the plenary if that still seems warranted, if that's okay.
Sure, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so going back to the consensus statement, first of all, I think I would delete full because we've had enough disagreement. There's enough issues that people are being generous on. So I'm actually recommending the removal of full, especially since we're going into it with a pending edit, even though minor, of 7A to 7B. So I'm thinking that it's better to say this report has consensus of the staff accountability subgroup for submission to the WS2 plenary. So I'm not even going so far as to saying there's a consensus on every word here, but there's a consensus on submitting the report. Because I know, you know, one of the nice things about the rotation is we kind of have a slightly different crowd at each of the meetings and rarely have everybody together. So I feel more comfortable saying that. I don't know if anybody thinks I should go stronger and remove the four submission to WS2 plenary and just say it has the full consensus, but I somehow feel more comfortable with this more couch statement, and I'd like to invite comment on that. I see the comment of Cheryl agreeing that it's better to leave it in the softer form of for submission, also Jordan. Okay. And then the final sentence is, there are no minority reports. I haven't seen any yet. I don't know of anybody that plans to submit one. Do any of you plan to submit one? So I guess it's safe to say that. So I will remove the brackets and accept those changes. At this point, I think we have a clean document that I'll call draft 1.0 for the plenary, and it's ready to submit. I just want to make sure that before we close that issue, that anybody that's got another issue or comment to make takes this chance to do so. Okay, does anybody object to submitting this as is for a first plenary reading? We'll get it back between the first and second plenary reading, so we will be able to adjust anything that needs adjusting. Then. I see no objection. Great. We'll go through with that. I will put this together and I will send it to Bernie as our submission for the plenary. I guess I send it to the whole plenary to do that. And I'll do that tonight even. I got lots of time left. So the next thing is any other business. I've got one item of any other business, which I really want to thank you all from this meeting and the various other rotations for doing this weekly march through the repeated discussions on this document to get us here. It was a fair amount of work, and I really appreciate you all sticking to it. I appreciate all the comments and suggested edits you've made. And I want to thank you. Does anybody else have any other business? Fantastic. Yes, Jordan.
Avery, I just want to thank you for all of the work that you've done as the persisting rapporteur for this group to drag it and write it and massage it and stuff. We wouldn't be without you.
Okay, thanks. And, of course, we know that without you having gotten it started, it would have been tough to get this far, so thank you as well. But now that you're chair, I have to be a little less polite. But anyway, so anyhow, thank you all. I will basically finish the cleanup on this and get it submitted before I turn in for the night. And I thank you for giving me a half hour spare to do it in. This call is adjourned. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Yvette. Thanks, Tina. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.